The Kentucky Derby victory of Justify keeps his unblemished winning record intact and generates discussion about a possible Triple Crown title. Meanwhile, Hermitage Farm, situated just outside of Louisville, sold its first yearling at public auction in 1937. Bill Landis began his career at Hermitage 40 years later and has been there for more than four decades. Landis is convinced breeding a Derby winner is far from a science.
You know, we try to take our edge with statistics and try to come up with the best bloodlines, but there is an intangible. There is something in a horse's heart that has yet to be able to be measured.
Landis says Kentucky Derby winner Justify may not see a big challenge in the Preakness race, but the veteran breeder says the Belmont could be, quote, a whole different deal. He believes speculation of a Triple Crown for Kentucky Derby winner Justify is just that for now. American Pharoah won the Triple Crown in 2015 after a 37-year drought. Landis says record-breaking Secretariat in 1973 was bred with the owner and breeder located on the same farm. A lot has changed since then.
As opposed to farms developing their own bloodlines, all of a sudden thing, and developing families, all of a sudden you got on a commercial bent that maybe you didn't develop your family, you just created a mating based on what would bring the most money at auction.
Still, Landis says breeding a successful thoroughbred for racing is not a science, but instead is what he calls touch, art, and feel. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.